welcome back to All Things Boobs. I'm Madison.
And I'm Satara.
And today we have a very special guest. This is Christine Studley, who is the infamous custom bra maker that I've told you about like 10,000 times, who has saved my life with custom bras. And she is a wizard and a saint and all the amazing magical things in the bra world. And so we're going to be interviewing her about her expertise. And I've worked with her, but Satara hasn't. And so this will be a fun experience learning kind of for all of us. But yeah, I'm super excited. So, Satara, why don't you get us started with our interview?
Yay! So Christine, it's so lovely to finally meet you, fellow Canadian. I'm from Alberta as well. So really, really nice to have you on the podcast. I'm so excited to learn everything that you have to say. So give us a little bit of a background. Who are you? What made you get into the bra world and lingerie world? Just tell us about you.
Okay. I'm Christine Studley. I guess I'm the creator or the person behind Blush Bras, formerly known as Perfect Fit Bra YYC. I am a custom bra maker. I guess how did I get started? Long story short, I have been sewing my whole life as long as I can remember. And about 8 years, 7.5, 8 years ago, my mother-in-law had come across an article in the local paper about a custom bra maker here in the city of Calgary. And she kind of cheekily said, "Hey, this person..." At the time, it was Mrs. Weaver's Finest Unmentionables. She's offering how to sew a bra class. I think you should kind of sign up and do it, and then you could make me mine.
Nice.
I know you like to sew, she says. I have a great relationship with my mother-in-law. And so I pursued it. And what happened was, it was a weekend course, but we had to meet the week before, mm-hmm. and she had taken measurements more or less the same way, Madison, that you and I had custom fit or custom made a bra.
Yeah.
And so she took my measurements, and the following week we came in with our own individual pattern. I think there's 12 of us ladies in class at a sewing store here in Calgary. Mm-hmm. And she taught us how to sew our own bra.
Wow.
So it's a little bit different than just taking a bra out of the package and sewing it. Anybody can do it. There's a little bit of tips and tricks that we learned along the way, but mm-hmm. the fact that we could sew something to our own measurements and put it on and it more or less fit, like talk about getting hooked, yeah. like out of the package, she then offered different bra kits of different nice. Materials and wires that you could purchase after the class, go home, sew them up. So that was the first class. Then the second class was how do you change the style lines, and then working with lace, and then working with foam and lace over top. And then we got into the whole professional bra making and the course that she had offered, which was, I guess, the drafting part was first, drafting from measurements off of testers, and then changing style lines, changing bands, working with different materials. And then we got into a little bit of mastectomy, and then that's as far as we kind of got. And then everything in between then and there, was me experimenting with, well, what if I change this, and what if I do this, and how does this affect it? And so that constant like self-correction, that sort of thing. It took me a while to get onto Facebook, where there are a few forums of groups that help you, like where ladies can come together and bra makers, more of a home sewing thing yeah. to get together, to share, you know, your struggles and your successes. But I'm going to say most of it is self-experiment and doing it that way. So yeah, that is kind of how it pursued. And it sounded glamorous too, to be a custom bra maker. Like, how could this be? So not that I had any issues fitting into ready-to-wear off-the-rack bras. I can shop at Victoria's Secret. I am that 32, 34 band with that CD cup, self-supporting. I don't have any outside of the norm ranges. And then just started sewing and practicing and doing that sort of thing. So, yeah.
I have a little bit of a follow-up about that, because like you can wear ready-to-wear sizes that are very like commonly offered. Like, how big of the difference was it between like, you know, a 32 like D from Victoria's Secret and the 32 D that you made? Was it just still like completely different?
I think the difference was, is that Victoria's Secret has incredible amount of padding with, because I went for the padded bras, because I came from being, you know, growing up and going through puberty and being teased for not having boobs.
Right.
You have them, you don't have them, you get teased regardless, right? So, but I was also an athlete. I was a gymnast and then I was a competitive swimmer. So it kind of made sense. Like I didn't have much boob. So, the profile from my view was different because I went from a padded bra, which of course the apex on the bras are quite thick.
Right.
Not like the two cup size bras, but just your regular push up, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Versus an unlined bra.
Yeah.
And then the wire was different. The wire came up higher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was a little bit of getting used to on my custom made ones. And at the time, my wire was one size bigger than what was suggested for my bra size in the store.
Interesting. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was broader. And then after I took the class, because the band has to support everything, and if you look at those bands, they're not very durable.
Yeah. They're stretched.
They have lots of stretch to them. Yeah. So I actually wound up taking my bras apart from Victoria's Secret and replacing the band part to match my pattern.
Interesting.
To make it pull. Yeah. And this is all, to back up a little bit, this is after my daughter was born, my second one. And previous to her, when she was born, and of course I'm nursing, go and find a nursing bra. Oh my God, I couldn't find anything. So I actually went and got fitted at Victoria's Secret and then took my husband's old t-shirts that he didn't wear and made a sling and cut out like the clips. So I had like made my own nursing bras from
I didn't know
was
that.
Most comfortable
I loved that.
for whatever, like to make it work. And this is before I even knew about bra making. It was like, okay, I can sew, I'm gonna make this work.
Yeah,
I might break a few needles because I didn't take the wire out, but I managed to put things in. And then what I wound up doing is giving away those bras to another nursing mom afterwards. So
that's amazing. That's really, really cool. What a cool story. I love that you made your own nursing bras. That's very, very impressive. So what inspired you to start experimenting with custom work then? Was it that you just thought it sounded really glamorous, or were you intrigued? Is it because you really love sewing? Like, what was the custom piece for that?
So if I look back, I'm in my mid-40s. Mm-hmm. So when I look back in my history of things that I've gotten involved in and that sort of thing, it's always been towards helping people feel better and get out of pain. Mm-hmm. So I have a background in kinesiology. I do not have a background in fashion design or fashion side of things.
Right.
Yes, I come from a creative artistic family. My mom is an interior designer along with my sister, but I am more science based. Mm. So it started with a kinesiology degree.
Cool.
I went into personal training, specializing in post rehab, to help people get out of pain and discomfort. Mm-hmm. And then it led to a degree in podorthics, which is custom foot orthotics, gait, and professional shoe fitting. So I more or less went from supporting feet to supporting boobs.
Wow, nice.
Right? So they both move and they both need support.
Yeah,
right? And they both help you feel better. I have a skill to sew, and bras are such an engineering marvel. And it's just so intriguing. And it's like you're constantly tinkering and finding out how things work. And if you can make it, you can make it better than what you can find online. Do you know what I mean? You can make it fit. And that's my stubbornness in me too. Well, if somebody says it can't be done, well, watch me, right?
Like, I love it.
Or prove me wrong. Yeah. Or if you don't know how that works, I'm going to show you how it's going to work. Yeah. And you kind of, you circle around and you experiment and that sort of thing. So
I love
that's kind of been how I came. I guess that's kind of my life passion or my life path would be that helping people feel better, getting them out of pain. There's a comfort level, you know, that sort of thing. So
that's beautiful.
It's really cool. Cause okay, I have to like plug working with Christine because her background in like kinesiology is one of the reasons why I really have loved working with her, because I had like, you know, history of neck injuries from bad form while lifting that I'm now like correcting now that I'm trying to train for my personal trainer license. But I went to her and I was like, I need, you know, a sports bra, but I need something that's not going to fight my anatomy, and I need something that's not going to exacerbate these injuries. And so I really appreciated her knowledge of like not only bras, but like the body and how the bras need to work with the body. It's really cool, like seeing someone with a science background do bras.
Totally.
Like it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah, that sounds amazing though, because I think they are really, really important to mix together when it comes to anything to do with your shoulders, neck, and we've lacked that in our the bra knowledge for so many years that it's really nice to see somebody with the knowledge of the body come through to solve an issue that really needs to be solved from a science background. So I applaud you for that. That's really amazing.
Oh, thank you. it is a little different too, because it's like boobs are like oobleck, right? It's like that cornstarch and water, and you can only compress it so much, but it moves and our skin moves. It's not a structural stationary supportive garment. It has to be able to move. It's just like when your feet move, you know, 26 bones is in each foot. And then how do you accommodate pain and discomfort and malalignment? And it goes up the chain. So it's the same thing trying to support, right? Like it's,
Totally. I love that. It's so cool. So tell me a little bit, like what have been some of the challenges then of growing a custom undergarment business?
I guess challenging would be getting my name out there, right? And what I do and that there's an option for this. And also finding my knowledge, right? So there's no, I don't know if there's a specific school. I've heard that, you know, a grandfather of bra making has long since passed, and it's like, are there secrets that were never shared in the trade, or maybe you have to be in the trade in order to do it. Another challenge that could be is knowing, now that we're starting, I'm starting to do this virtually, is knowing what patterns or what styles work for which breast shape and which body shape, because you can't, not everything looks good on everybody.
Right.
And then maintaining a positive self, right? Because when you're in this industry, you can get imposter syndrome, or people will blandly offer up their opinion or their expectation. So, of course, keeping that balance as well, working with my clients with expectations and their wish list and what can be done. Getting my stuff out there, kind of that word of mouth spreading, but also then the return customers. So I know that the first one can wind up costing a little bit more when I make it, but we're trying to get the pattern and everything sorted out there. And then, you know, coming from a wired bra to make perhaps a sports bra or a wireless bra, a soft bra, but then also I've been getting into taking that soft bra or that sports bra support and putting it in a bathing suit, because the bathing suit and the lingerie kind of, I want to say there's a little bit of overlap.
Right.
So,
Yeah,
that's kind of slow baby steps. It's just me. I don't have anybody else working for me. So it, just like life, it goes like this, right? And I'm still getting into this whole posting online and how much do people want to know and how much are they interested in and like how many pattern pieces can I really put online? That sort of thing.
It's hard. It's hard to like know social media and like how it works with your business. I know like I've worked with Christine a bunch and I like have, I'm always trying to like post about what we're doing together. And like, I've really tried to show the behind the scenes, but you know, I think an important thing for women is to feel like, okay, I can relate to this particular person that she did a bra for, and now I'm going to go see her. Okay. And I found that like just me showing my bra and being like, she can do anything is tricky because it's like, you know, I'm not everyone's boobs, if that makes sense. Yes. But then there was someone from my follower list who then also worked with her, who was a larger bust proportion. Right. And then she got a ton of other clients like from that person. So it's like having like a bunch of people that are willing to post for you that women can relate to and be like, that's my body, right? I can go see her. Cause it's tricky. Like people don't know about custom and people don't know that like people like her exist that can do every size. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I'm next. That's me. I'm next on the list. Count me in.
Some people then say, hey, there's like Madison, your wired sports bra one.
Yeah.
That's what I get sent. Hey, I want something like this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, right. Uh-huh. So I get the picture. Yeah. You know,
that's great.
One client that I'm working with right now is very educated and very knowledgeable in brands and styles and sizes. And that's like, I don't even know bra size. Like I have to pull out my chart because I work we did this with you, Madison. It's like, you have to go backwards. I'm like, okay, we wear this wire and you have this. So I work on measurements, not a cup and a number. So it's exact. So the cup is based on a bottom cup depth measurement. Yeah. And then the wire is based on the wire and the band is based on the band. So then we can deduct it that way. So
amazing.
Yes. And a lot of ladies, I think, are so frustrated with trying to find something that fits. Is comfort a big part of it? Absolutely. Yes. And then, you know, then it looks pretty. Like there's lots of stuff posted out there that looks beautiful in lace. Lace makes everything look better. Yeah. But like my husband said, it's like, is it standing room only? Right? Can you actually go the whole day? Or do you get home at 4 o'clock and you're like, take this contraption off. It's poking, it's rubbing, it's slipping, it's not staying.
Totally.
How is this supposed to be right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like a bad pair of shoes.
Yeah. Totally. And you would know that from experience. That's amazing. Cool. So tell me a little bit then how you think, what's the difference then between the ready to wear and the custom? Like what do you find is the biggest difference?
Big question. I know that's general.
I want to be selective with my words. Okay. So again, Tim and I talked about this too, because I was like totally going to the sewing thing. So here's the sewing side of thing.
Okay.
Things. So how is it different? I have a little bit more of an opportunity to work outside the norms or how it's graded because it's a custom piece. It's not mass produced. Right. So, or the other option is you go to a specialty shop, but they will try and fit you in what
the best
product they have that they think will fit you without actually coming back and saying, hey, listen, this, I don't have anything that fits you. I have had a client tell me about her experience at a high-end specialty bra shop. And eventually the customer had to convince the salesperson that you don't have anything that fits me because it's just not fitting.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable to purchase this because it's not what I'm looking for either. Mm-hmm. With custom, of course, then I take the measurements of your body and I make something for you versus trying to put your body into a range of size, right? Mm-hmm. So that gives me a little bit more of an advantage to make it comfortable, to work with the style lines, to make it sure it matches with your body. Mm-hmm. Versus a style, again, if you go to your big box stores, right? They have style and option sizes with whatever they have in stock which is usually based on the same block, right? But regardless of your age, if you're 20, if you're 50, if you're 70, this is all we have, right? So you're not actually fitting or finding something that's best suited for your shape. Does that make sense? It's like you're putting your shape into this. And just like my husband said, you know, like at 4 p.m., how many ladies come home and rip off their bra? Like my first bra teacher was like, release the hounds, right? You either got to rein them in or you got to release them out. So because your body's like, please take this off of me. Yeah. So I think there's good and bad. I think it's quite a quest to go and try and find something. And I've talked to other ladies that have a fuller bust or that full bust, small frame comparison. And I was like, so what do you do? Like how, this has got to be so hard for you trying to find something. And I was like, well, what do? Find the style that fits and then buy them in all different colors. And she said, yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then you hope that they don't discontinue or change it. Because they change it a little bit. And then you're on this whole quest again for trying to find something. But usually, I guess the biggest thing, the biggest difference is that wire to cup size. Right. So I have that opportunity. Most ladies, when they get into a certain cup, actually have to have a smaller wire than what's out there.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tara has gone through that, being like, I get a much narrower wire than the one that comes on like the cup that I am, right?
Definitely. Yes. Like my boob doesn't go past my armpit. I'm sorry. I'm still here. For sure. Yeah, that's so interesting. And Madison, this is actually a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What has like been your biggest take of having a custom bra versus a ready to wear? What is benefits?
It's just there's so many. Having anything that doesn't feel like it's a like straight sized proportion, like can put you in constant pain during the day. And that's something that I've experienced. I don't have as much of an issue with wire pain as you do, Satara, because like my roots aren't as narrow compared to my boob volume. But something Christine has really helped me with is the fact that I have like that wide back, but that small rib cage. And a lot of my pain has come from just bras, especially sports bras, like fighting like the widening there, and that has caused me so much pain. And so just having something custom made has given me so much just relief during the day, because I feel like the bra is just like you and I talked about this at some point, Tara, when we're like the bra should just kind of hug your rib cage and imprint over what your body is naturally doing. And ready to wear, it's hard to find something that does that. Right. Totally. And I think a lot of women struggle with that. I don't think that's just small back full bust. I think that's most women. Right.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's a knowledge issue and stuff as well.
I think too, there's a misconception out there that as we get bigger, we get wider everywhere. Totally. And that is not the case. So for example, I was told by a fellow, you know, home sewist bra maker, she's 5 feet tall and she was at a sewing measuring, whatever it was, event. Yeah. And the largest person there was just over 6 feet tall. So for a lady, but there was only like 3/4 of an inch difference between here and here. So I think what you see, like where they start their grade up and down, if you don't fit within that sweet spot, you're going to have straps that are too wide or wires that are too big comparison, because it's like proportionally things warp almost a little bit as you get, like when you're only this big around and you have to have 3 pounds of butter on either side, like you only have that amount of surface area to counterbalance. It doesn't get bigger and bigger and bigger. Especially I want to say when you get outside that range. So that's sub 30, that 20, sub 28, and then over 40 inches. Like they all seem to be so askew with where the straps come, like they always seem like so wide across here when you're not, generally speaking, what I've seen is you're not.
Yes. Right. Totally.
Yeah. I definitely got through that with the strap width. Yeah. Right? And yeah. That's just, it's annoying because then you feel like you have no range of motion. Right.
Yeah. For sure. There's just so much to it, isn't there? It's crazy.
There is. And I will say before before the next question, Christine was talking about the wires. Like, one of the really fun things about working with Christine is that she does start from the wire. And that was hard for me because when I first started working with her, I'm like, oh, I'm this size. And she's like, I don't know what that is. Like, that's not where we're going. Like, we're not going with like the ready to wear sizes. Like, she's like, pick the wire that fits the boob. And then we'll pick the depth that fits the boob. And I was like, what size is this? She's like, I don't know. Like, this is your size.
I love it. Yeah, you're not a number or letter. It's just your size. Yeah. I love that. It's really special.
Like bra fitting is almost like shoe fitting, but at least shoe fitting, you have like that half size range.
Totally. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Bra sizing is like, there's no standard. The standard is no standard. Yeah, it's true. Right?
100%.
So you can't go from one brand at one size to another brand or even same brand, different style and expect it to fit, as you guys would know. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
We just did a video on that.
All right. So that's how the custom process is a little bit different. Like you said, we start with your wire. That is, there's a number associated with the wire. Mm-hmm. So that's what we work with. And then the cup size again is associated with numbers. It's not a cup size. It's not a letter size. So it's got nothing to do with proportion to band.
Yeah,
it's the number that it is.
Yeah. Next question. It kind of leads into that actually. So can you walk us through what the custom process is when you start working with a new client?
Mm-hmm. So people have, usually they approach me on Instagram through a message, a direct message asking, you know, how can I get some more information? And from there, I ask them for their email and I send them an email and I had an introductory letter of a little bit about my background, where I come from, the process, the cost, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're interested, if they reply, yes, I'm interested, a little bit of chatting back and forth with their struggles, their wish list of what they would like to get out of a bra, or what type of bra they're looking for, what they've tried. And then I have to do research because I'm not versed in styles at all or brands, right? So it's like, oh, look at this brand. And then when we go from there, I do then meet them over a video FaceTime, and usually I try and get them to take a couple of measurements in their favorite fitting bra. Usually we go with a favorite fitting wired bra.
Right.
And I look at it and see how it fits on them. So I know what I'm dealing with. And then I ask them, after they take measurements of their body wearing their favorite bra, they take the bra off. And then I ask for additional measurements with the wire, just so that I have a ballpark of what I'm dealing with. I curate a package together for them from my tester bras. So my tester bras are very matronly, ugly looking beige and pink. They're ugly. Some people have a hard time getting past that. Like, you're gonna make me something that looks like this. No, I'm not. I just need a good starting point. I need to get effective measuring because what gets measured gets made. Right.
True.
So I had, the funny part is that when we, so I curate a few different wires depending on where we're at. And then some cup sizes with their attached bands. So the bands, they're all numbered according to inches the way that I draft measurements. So I put them together, sew them up, pop it off, and then you're part of the process. So we go through how to measure a wire on your body. Cool. Then we select ones that fit versus don't fit, because you can have more than one.
Yeah.
And then we put that wire in the cup. And you put the bra on, because sometimes when the wire goes in the bra, sometimes it bites you and sometimes it feels like a dream. So then we get you strapped in 9 out of 10 times. I don't think I've ever had it where it hasn't been. People would want to wear the tester, even though it's ugly. But they put it on and they're like, wow.
Well, I don't want to take a
shirt over top. They're like, oh my God. how did this work? Like, how did this combination work? And wow. then from there, sometimes partners like to help. They like to be part of it. I get them to measure your boob and torso and everything else. I walk you through the measurements taken. I take them and I take those measurements.
Yeah.
And that's what I draft your pattern off of.
Gotcha.
So everything, cool. the tester that you tried was getting your best fit. And I have a few yeah. different styles to try on just so that you can kind of see how they all
yeah.
differ.
Yeah. Cool.
And then I sew up, I draft it up, sew it up and send yeah. off that first mock
cool. with
your chosen wire and everything yeah. else.
Wow.
Yeah. Usually 2 to 3 fittings max. I knock on wood there, just cause, sometimes yeah. you get a little bit, things, it's hard to, for some ladies to go from wearing a wireless sad looking bra yeah. to wearing a wired bra. It's like going from flip flops or barefoot into a running shoe.
Yeah.
Totally. Right. So it sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so sometimes people have to wear them for a few days versus just putting it on and saying, oh yeah, it fits. And then you start moving around and wiggling and you're like, oh no, 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 doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Right.
You yeah. need that band to anchor itself. You can't exactly. have it wiggle around and get rubbies and slippage yes. and
yeah,
the tension totally. Has to match how your body needs it for exactly. the bra to work for you. Like I've explained mm-hmm. before, I like to think of the wire as like the easiest way I could try to explain it. It's like a hammock, right? Mm-hmm. So you have your hammock and then you have your posts and then you have your strings from the post.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to work together so that when you sit on the hammock, you don't bounce off the ground.
Yeah. Or fall off.
Yeah.
Or just like fall
everybody backwards. Comes out. Yeah, it shouldn't be painful.
Mm-hmm, totally.
People are right. It shouldn't be painful and it shouldn't be uberly tight that you can't breathe or that mm-hmm. it's so tight that it slides down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you're tightening the straps to try mm-hmm. and counter the slippage. Like there's so many things that come into fitting it.
Yes. No, yeah. for sure. Absolutely. Cool. So tell me, what are some of the coolest things that you've learned about bra construction from working on different bodies?
Yeah. Bra. Well, anybody can sew a bra. Fitting is where the art comes in, and then style lines is a little bit more art. One thing that is consistent is that where you think you need the alteration is never where you need to alter it. And that comes with experience. So people are very quick to assume that it doesn't fit in one place, but right. really it's coming from another place not fitting mm-hmm. properly or optimally. Yeah. So you need to kind of play with that. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing. It's interesting when clients come to me with a vision or a theme. Saying I want something like this, because it makes me step outside of my box. I'm not as openly creative as my sister's very art-based as well, yeah. and the stuff that she comes up with is pretty crazy. I'm a little bit more analytical or, you yeah. know, concrete that way. So, you know, when people come to me with an idea or a design, that's always exciting to jump into that. Can it be done? I had a client this past summer who was at the back end of the alphabet for what she showed up with. And for somebody who has a 27 inch rib cage, why she was wearing a 36 band bra, I don't know. I think it just happened to be the biggest size that she could get for her cups, but then the cups were too small, of course. So when you're already in the back end of the alphabet, nursing, right? It was important for her to nurse. We got her something to fit and be supportive Nice. To the point where, oh my God, it's off my shoulders finally. Wow. I couldn't imagine.
That's lovely.
So it's to see that relief on people's face going, oh my God, this is possible.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
To have something that doesn't slip and rub and cause scarring. I've seen scarring underneath, under the wire line, permanent scars.
Wow.
Nobody should be in that amount of pain or think it's even acceptable.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, it's playing around with it. Totally. And either it works or it's an epic fail.
I remember when we were doing, because I think we're on, are we on our fourth bra or third bra? I think this is our fourth bra that we're working on right now that she and I are doing. But after the first one, she infected me and I got super anal about tearing things apart. Like, this is the person that got me into like being even more crazy than I was, because she was making me things custom, and then I would get these bras in the mail and I would like start cutting them apart and then be like, this is why this is hurting. And then I would cut and cut and cut. And then I would call her and be like, that wasn't it. And the bra's like feathers. Like, that's not where the tension was, I thought. She's right.
I've definitely seen you cut up a lot of bras. I've been to your house. I've seen the bra.
I know. The bras are just like torn apart and like inside out. And that's from doing custom, because I was like, I'm gonna figure this out. Like, I think the pain is from here. And then by the time I finish cutting it apart, I have ruined it, and I can't, there's no pain anymore because the bra is just like a string. And so she's right. Like, so much of it is like, you think it's gonna be one thing, and then you're like, no.
Totally.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Christine, it sounds like you're saving the world one bra at a time. So pretty impressive. What are some of the, like, your custom projects that have really, really stood out to you?
I just did recently, a lady had come to me. I had done a bra for her ages ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. She had then since changed sizes and wondered why it wasn't fitting. But she came to me, I got her fitted up, got her in her correct size. So something that fit. She was turning 70 and she was going to Mexico for a vacation. And she wanted a bathing suit with some bust support, but also a bathing suit. Now, she is under 5 feet tall, so one that doesn't droop at the crotch.
Fair.
Right? Or go up your bum.
Totally fair. Yeah.
Right? Like, that's where we're at. And when you're 70, you know, you don't want something up your bum or things to fall out.
Fair enough.
So she had picked up some material, super fun material, and we took her sports bra pattern and put it in the top of a bathing suit. She told me where she wanted the leg line, you know, so everything didn't jump out when she got in and out of the water. And she sent me a text message, I don't know if it was when she was down there or when she came back, saying this is the first bathing suit ever that she has not fallen, things have not fallen out of. Out of, you know, to have something like it fits, and it fits really well. So, because I had told her, you have to text me if somebody compliments you on your bathing suit, because when something fits, the confidence that you present, you cannot put a price on, but people see that.
Yes.
And I think that's what they're more that's what makes something attractive, is that you can confidently wear it and you hold yourself differently. So she was really happy about that. They're all kind of, is there one that stands out? I'm not sure. It's like, I want to say I'm proud of myself for figuring it out, or the engineering behind it, saying, oh my God, I can support something like that. I don't know why I was wrapping my head around it and doubting myself. I have to trust the process and trust my skill that this is going to, it's going to work. Right. So yeah.
She texts me all the time and she's like, I don't know, like, if I can do this. And I'm like, of course you can.
You can do it. Out of the sand.
Of course you can do it. I mean, guys, we just wanted to have her on because we wanted to show you that, like, this is a very, like, underutilized part of the bra industry, this idea of getting things custom made like feels so antiquated to a lot of people, but it's like, it's not. And if you really are someone who like can't find anything comfy or just wants something that is perfect, right? Then it's definitely something to explore. And I always recommend Christine because she's just so knowledgeable and she really understands. And she's one of those people that if she doesn't know when she immediately meets you, she will figure it out. Like she's tireless, right? Which I really appreciate. But yeah, we just want to have her on because she's an expert and it's cool to have people that know things and like are intense. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for everything that you do. It is so needed in this world. Needed. And I'm so excited to get my own version.
Yes. Perfect bra.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You were amazing. And I hope all of you loved her. And if you have any questions for Christine or for us, please drop them in the comments down below. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys.